June 29, revealing Christ's likeness. The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Isaiah 32:17. Christ will be to his people all that these words express if they will heed the invitation to come to him. He will be to them life and power, strength and efficiency, wisdom and holiness. God calls upon us to live the Christ life, to reveal this life to the world. We can reveal the likeness of our divine Lord. We can know the science of spiritual life. We can honor our Maker. But do we do it? Oh, what an illustrious example we have in the life that Christ lived on this earth. He has shown us what we can accomplish through cooperation with divinity. We are to seek for the union of which he speaks when he says, "Abide in me, and I in you," John 15:4. This union is deeper, stronger, truer than any other union, and is productive of all good. Those who are thus united to the Savior are controlled by his will and are moved by his love to suffer with those who suffer, to rejoice with those who rejoice, to feel a deep sympathy for everyone in weakness, sorrow, or distress. Wherever I go, I shall urge the people to keep Christ uplifted. He is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever, always seeking to do us good, always encouraging and guiding us, leading us onward step by step. What he is today, a faithful high priest, touched with the feeling of our infirmities, he will be tomorrow and forevermore. He is our guide, our teacher, our counselor, our friend, ever bestowing his blessings upon us in response to our faith. He invites us to abide with him. When we do this, when we make our home with him, all friction, all ill temper, all irritation will cease. I know that when I ask the Lord to be my helper, he will not deny me, because it is my desire to do his will and glorify his name. I am weak, but in depending wholly upon him, I obtain strength. In laying my burden upon the burden bearer, I find comfort and strength and hope. This is my desire, to find abiding rest at his feet. While I keep firm hold of his hand, he leads me safely. The living God shall be the joy and rejoicing of my soul.